morning and, well, let's try it like this then. Good morning and welcome to our service of worship at Central Christian Church. This is our Easter morning sunrise service, and we are standing outside our house, and it is bitter cold. This is Colorado for you that yesterday it was probably 70 degrees, and today 32. It is, well, 32, I bet, at least, because right now we're standing out in the cold and in the snow, you might see, and in the wind. But we're bringing an Easter sunrise simple service to you all today so that we can worship our Lord and celebrate the day of resurrection. So know that you're welcome. And later this morning, we're going to have at 9 o'clock a craft and fellowship time for kids. And then also at 9:55, we have a special prelude from Christine Eitemiller on Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. And then at 10 o'clock, our communion worship service. But this morning, it's just me and Ezekiel sharing the story of Jesus and his resurrection, and singing a few songs of praise. So we're going to start off with what I think is appropriate for this sunrise at 6:30 in the morning, with Morning Has Broken.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rains do fall, sounded from heaven, like the first dew. Praise for the sweetness of the red garden, sprung in the deepest where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, for now on my feet is a place. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's
say hallelujah. He is risen. Can you say that, Ezekiel?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is risen. And after the long dark night that we know, we have a new day. Friday has been difficult, but Sunday is here this morning, and we celebrate and we proclaim the day of our Lord's resurrection. So let us pray. God, we are just so blessed, and even on this cold morning with frozen fingers, we just ask for your spirit and the spirit of new life, God, that we might see a brighter day, God, that we see the dawn rising. And even with the darkness, even with us being quarantined for these past many weeks, God, we are just so grateful that we know that you will make a way somehow. God, you have been faithful all these many years. God, you have gotten us through trial and trial and trial again. And God, you will get us through this next trial. God, you will see us safely through to the other side. God, we trust in you, and God, we give you thanks and praise for your Son, Jesus Christ, and we thank you for all of your good gifts to us, especially our salvation and the new life and the power that we can celebrate this day, that we know the strength that we find by the Holy Spirit. God, the promise of resurrection, not only for Jesus, not only for all those who have gone before, but for we ourselves, and for all who hear the message of our Lord. God, we give you thanks and praise, and we say hallelujah. He is risen. on this resurrection day. Amen and amen. And this is a brief service today, just on account of the cold, as I mentioned. Tune in later at 10 o'clock for our communion service, and we'll have more of our traditional worship from home. But this morning I am going to share the scripture and the story of Easter from Matthew chapter 28, where the scripture says that after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.' So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and went to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings.' And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ on this Easter Sunday. Thanks be to God this day and always. Amen. And of course, this is the story of our hope. This is the story of our faith. And the good news is that this was true 2,000 years ago. This was true for those women who were set apart and who were afraid. This was true for those disciples that were gathered there in the upper room, trembling and afraid. The scripture says that they were afraid when they came to the tomb in the morning. But the angels appeared to them and said, "Do not be afraid." And then later Jesus himself appeared to them and said, "Do not be afraid." And I believe that that message stands across time. It stands for those people who had gone before. It stands for those people who have come since then. It stands for us here and now, that the message for us is, do not be afraid. And I know a lot of us have been afraid right now with what's happening in the world here and around the world. We're under orders that we have to stay indoors, that we can't hug and kiss each other, that we can't gather together in religious assembly. And so we're practicing social distancing. We're sequestering ourselves apart in our homes. In fact, we've talked about this theme a lot, that this may be a lot like how those first disciples felt on that first Easter, when they were at home, when they were afraid, when they were separated. And yet Jesus came. Jesus came and bust in on the doors of their life. And Jesus came and said to them, the message of Jesus and the angels is, do not be afraid, that God will make a way somehow. And that message is true for us today, that whatever we might be going through, even if we are uncertain about the future, even if we're worried about our finances, about our health, God is saying to us, do not be afraid. God is saying to us, I will make a brighter day. God is saying to us, morning is breaking. God is saying to us, how dark is the night before the dawn? But we can see that future hope, just like those disciples, just like those women who came to the tomb. The message is also for us, and it stands the test of time. Do not be afraid. Do you believe that? That's the message of resurrection. And we wouldn't be here today if God hadn't gotten us through a trial and gotten us through numerous trials. And God will get us through this trial. That's what we believe. This is our hope. This is the message that we can trust in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now Ezekiel and I are going to sing a couple of songs of faith that are songs to talk about this morning that is breaking, that to talk about the hope and the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. And we're going to sing these couple of songs and then have a prayer and a benediction, and then we'll join you later this morning. Ezekiel, the wind is a challenge here today, and we're going to do the do the best that we can. And but of course, God, through all of our fumblings, we are going to lift up God's name in worship today. And we're going to finish out with a couple of songs. And we pray that this lifts up your spirit today as we start this beautiful, snowy, in our case, Easter morning. The song is Uncloudy. Oh, they tell me I'm far beyond the skies. Oh, they... Well, how about that, Ezekiel? We got to fix our music. And the wind is giving us... All right, this should be fine. Oh, they tell me I'm home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me I'm home far away. Oh, they tell me I'm home where the sun rises. Oh, they tell me I'm an uncloudy day. Oh, with our music, but we're going to sing as we go out. We're going to sing this last one, I'll Fly Away. Ezekiel, thank you, Ezekiel, for joining me on this cold morning. My fingers are about to freeze off.
Some glad morning when this life is over.
Fingers aren't going to make it. But God bless everyone, and please do join us for our service at 10 o'clock this morning right on this same channel. And our heart goes out to you. Let's say it one more time. Hallelujah. He is risen. He is risen. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. And happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day. Amen.